On March 30th, 2016, terrorists killed 6 soldiers in the West African country of Niger. Some terrorist groups are so small they can only strike nationally or subnationally. Others are truly transnational. Think about what it takes to make a truly successful international business, say McDonald's or Starbucks or Amazon. What are the necessary ingredients? I can think of a few. Vision and good management, a product people want, and the infrastructure to deliver that product wherever the customers are. I'm sure there are many more considerations. I'm not a business guru after all. I am, modestly, just a guy that knows more than the average bear about terrorism. So does this model for an international presence apply to terrorism as well? Well, kinda. Take Al-Qaeda, or Islamic State. They both created worldwide terrorist organizations that appear at times to be able to plan and carry out attacks just about anywhere. They had an idea that was attractive to many people in many countries. ISIS alone convinced upwards of 40,000 jihadis to travel to Iraq and Syria to join the group. And they also spawned affiliates abroad. How is this any different than having a Starbucks in Papua New Guinea? Other groups are much more narrowly focused in their activities. They are smaller, have fewer resources, and perhaps target a tinier part of society to right whatever wrongs they think they were put on the earth to correct. The Front de Libération du Québec, the 1960s, is a good example. They are restricted to La Belle Province and never sought to expand elsewhere, even if they may have taken some of their inspiration from a revolutionary movements in places like Cuba. And then we have Boko Haram. The terrorist group has been well established in Nigeria, especially the northeastern part, since the late 2000s. It is responsible for hundreds, if not thousands, of attacks in that country and has killed more than 37,000 people since 2011. The damage to the Nigerian economy is inestimable. And while it is first and foremost a Nigerian terrorist group, it has also carried out action in neighboring countries. Those include primarily Chad and Niger. Lax border controls and the sheer size of the territory clearly contributed to these incidents. On this day in 2016, Boko Haram terrorists killed 6 Nigerian, not Nigerian, Nigerian soldiers in the Diffa region of southeastern Niger. Attacks of this nature by Boko Haram in Niger have been ongoing since 2015. Government forces have also had to deal with attacks in the western part of the country, bordering Mali, from other jihadists. The chances of Boko Haram morphing into a transcontinental terrorist threat are hard to measure, but I would suggest, based on what the group has done so far, that these are slim. Never say never when it comes to terrorism, however.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.